Sith. Now he understood a bit better. The Sith were, for Jaina, an almost incomprehensibly personal matter. More than anyone else he could think of, Jaina knew what they could do, and the cost they could exact on one's soul. Dalla had stated that she did not think that in the end there was that much difference between Sith and Jedi. Now he knew why Jaina wanted to act now, rather than request permission and aid, because it would be denied her. It was with gentleness and a regret that went bone deep that he spoke. "I understand why you were asking this, but you have to know I can't possibly do it. I can't ask my people to go out and commit crimes that would cause the sort of gigantic diplomatic incident that could possibly start a war. I can't do this for any of a thousand reasons. You see that, don't you?" She reached out to him imploringly.
"Jag, this is me, Jaina. Just trust me. It will all work out, I swear it to you. But we've got to get some kind of fleet to Luke, or it's going to be too late."
"For me, Jaina, I would believe you. I would follow you anywhere just on your word, and you know what that means to me." She swallowed, nodding. She knew. Trust was something that had once been shattered between them, and the admission that he was willing to trust her again did not come easily. The door slid open. A Sheik rushed in, grabbed a controller, and turned on the viewscreen. Both Jaina and Jag had their mouths open to protest his barging in, but they quickly forgot it as they watched what was unfolding. The cam focused on the familiar image of the Jedi Temple. Jaina stopped breathing, her eyes going wide. The cam then pulled back to show that the temple was completely surrounded by Mandalorians and their vehicles. Jag quickly took in the sight of at least half a dozen Trakads, Mandalorian protector starships. Slow, heavily armed, and built with Beskar, the things were essentially flying tanks. They were on the ground now, in various places on the now empty square, but once they were airborne, they could cause a great deal of damage to the temple structure. They were augmented by several distinctive orange-hued Candorus-class assault tanks. There were other heavy ground vessels, and bombers of various types made slow, ominous passes over the temple.
"Is under siege," came the too familiar voice of Javis Tyr. "A siege right here in Coruscant. One might think the Chief of State Dalla has run out of ideas or reverted to the days of the past where one ruled with an iron fist."
"That was fast," Jaina said quietly.
Jag turned his attention from grainy stock holo footage to stare at her.
"You knew about this?" "I was trying to tell you," Jaina said, her voice unusually quiet. "Dalla contacted Master Hamner."
"About the families, right?"